Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Paul Hamilton.
All right, I'm here. I was texting Paul. So
I have a coffee question for you guys. You're not a coffee drinker.
I'm not
though,
a coffee drinker. Paul, are you a coffee drinker?
Drink coffee?
Not, but it's strange because if you were to ask me what my favorite candy bar is, it would be Coffee Crisp.
Huh.
And I love the smell of coffee, but I don't like the taste of it.
My wife's a big fan of Coffee Toffee Crunch or whatever it is, ice cream.
Jeremy, I think you're the only one that likes coffee then in the show.
Hmm. All right.
I have an IV drip of energy drinks.
I was trying to make coffee this morning, and I've never had this happen. We didn't have very many beans left, so I ground up the beans, and it seemed to me like it wasn't going to be enough to make a pot of coffee. Or, you know, not enough bean to water, even if I only made one cup, you know? So I was wondering if anyone has ever made coffee and then put coffee back through the beans a second time to try and get more out of the grounds. Is that a thing that anybody ever does?
I can't. I tried to make coffee without water one time.
That seems difficult.
It wasn't good. You know, I put the coffee grinds in and I
just hit start and just.
Yeah, and I put the coffee, whatever the.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell's the word? Whatever. Yes.
The carafe. You're looking
is that
for
what it is?
Carafe.
Is it a carafe? I thought wine was a carafe.
They both are, yeah.
Oh, well, I put the carafe down. I put the grinds in, the coffee grinds. Forgot the water.
Carafe is an open-topped glass flask.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I guess that works then.
Yeah, it's open-topped glass with a top on it.
All right. Yeah, I can't answer your coffee question because I'm not a coffee person. I'm really sorry.
I didn't have to do it. I made it just enough, like two cups, but I thought about it. If it wasn't strong enough, can you send it through again?
Why couldn't? Could well.
I
think
that's
you could.
What I thought.
Why couldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Paul's with us, by the way, and brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. How you doing, Paul?
I am well. How are you guys?
I'm good. So, busy day. Lots going on. As you would finish one article, the Sabres would have another announcement.
And they did it all at once. It was like, yeah, article. It's like, right? You know, you could have started at noon and then had one at 2 and had one maybe at 3:30.
I signed up for the text alerts from the Bills and the Sabres PR guys, right? So, you know, my phone is just vibrating, like, oh, what now? And I just have a list of all these text messages every time they'd announce a new signing. So let me ask you this. The day is done. Everything's done. The guys are out. The guys that came in are in. You lay your head down on the pillow, assuming you were still thinking about the Sabres. But even if you weren't, as you laid your head down on the pillow and you had to think about what just happened with the Sabres and how do I feel about this whole day, what would you say?
Well, thank God they got smaller because they have these big brutes around like Rostalainen and Joki Haru and Dahlin and Mittelstadt and Asplund. I mean, these guys are just huge. They were way too big. So thank God they signed a 5'9 center and a couple of defensemen that wouldn't go in the corner if you paid them. And
wow, Paul bringing the snark this morning.
You know, so I'm just happy to see that they got small. They needed to get smaller. They had way too much size on this team. So, 5'9", really? I was hoping maybe to get a guy a foot taller than that, or, you know, to so that when Darlene and Yoki Haru get their face smashed into the glass, they don't have to defend themselves every time they got to do it. And so, yeah, I wasn't real. I mean, what I thought this team, of course, they need some talent. I mean, there's no question about that. But I thought this team needed to add some size with guys that can actually play the game, too. I don't mean John Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, some size. Like Richie, who, by the way, is still out there and at 15 goals last year. You know, that kind of player that can make your stars comfortable but yet can contribute to the team and is a hockey player. And that they didn't even touch that.
Do we have to couch hearing everything you say, Paul? Is it the kind of situation where Kevin Adams might hear that and think, like, I wanted those guys too, but no one wants to come? Is that possible?
It absolutely is possible. You know, Richie, he played with the Ducks, but, you know, he came from the Bruins. I mean, so does he want to? But we're to take day two of free agency, and you don't know why he's at day two. Maybe a player like him or any – I'm just using him as an example. Player Cizikas, player A, whoever it is, might have three or four offers. I think Saad is in that category.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading, he has like three or four offers that he's weighing, and he hasn't made a decision yet. You know, maybe Richie is in that category. Maybe Cizikas is in that category. You know, that, you know, they've got, so we've gone into day two because they've got offers. And I mean, Hinostroza is, I think he's going to be fine. I mean, I just didn't need another 5'9 guy. I think overall he's going to be a good player. He skates well. He's a guy that, you know, is willing to get involved in the play type of things. It's just, you know, they didn't address, I didn't mind signing him. I just would like some additions to him coming in. Mark Pasek is a good player. You know, he is who he is, which is a good player. He gets the puck out of the zone. He doesn't make many mistakes. You know, so I was semi kidding a little bit there too. I don't think Butcher, I'm not real excited about. I don't think he was so. Everybody wanted him, including the Sabres, coming out of college. I don't think he's really turned into what people thought, but, you know, they were doing the Devils a favor. I would love it when the NHL bans that trade. I was saying yesterday that the Sabres are still waiting for the future considerations from the Rob Ray trade. Huh. That those future considerations haven't happened yet. And this trade was, all right, you get a draft pick and Butcher, and they'll keep $1 million for future considerations. Why is that trade allowed in this league? I mean, I just don't understand, you know, why they allow things like that. But
fantasy football websites won't let you trade a player for nothing. You got to.
Well, it's not
a
even a trade. I mean, we call it a trade, but a trade is when one team gets something and the other team gets something. Well, only one team got something here, so it's not even a trade. It's like, here, we need to get rid of money. Go take it, you know, type of thing. So I was being a little facetious there. This team desperately needs some size that can play hockey. I just always want to stress, I'm not looking for a fighter. I'm looking for some size that can actually have a role, do it well, and not have a bunch of these small people that they have. It's just like everybody in the team's the same except for Cousins. I mean, you know, Cousins has a little bit of grit to him, and Haig has a little bit of grit to him, and Miller, if he's pressed into it, will help you out that way. But I'm done. I mean, that's it. And I just think it's something this team desperately needs, and it wasn't even close to being addressed. But you make a valid point, Jeremy.
Sure. Just about, like, who they can get. And, you know, you're talking about roster makeup and what they're going to look like this year. I'm going to ask you this question. Like, there are some people that would look at the defensive moves and think, like, okay, they've got some contributors. Maybe we'll see what it looks like. But who are they playing in front of in net? And I think the big issue question, Paul, is did they get caught flat-footed with Allmark leaving?
They did, but I look at the goalies. And, all right, I'm not giving Allmark that contract. Sorry, 4 years too many. 5 years too much. I'm just not. And I'm not giving Grubauer $5.9 million. He played in front of one of the best, if not the best, defensive team in the NHL. I think that matters. And I'm not a 5.9 million believer in Grubauer. I look at some of the other goaltenders. They were reasonable. Nedeljkovic, when he went to Detroit, I think I would have spent $3 million on him. Mm-hmm. $1.5 million on Halak. Yeah, it's better than what the Sabres came up with. I'm not going $4.5 million on Anderson. Reimer for 2.25. Yeah, it's better than what the Sabres got. I'm good with that. Bernier for 4.1. You can keep him. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in Jones.
No. Oh, jeez, that's a name that's. I had a bet on the Sharks, Paul. He single-handedly brought the Sharks down that one year. Seriously, the O'Reilly Blues, I mean, the Sharks are a very good team that year, and they couldn't get a save.
So as I'm going down the list, there are a couple that I would go. Holtby, that would make me nervous. Just he was good in Washington, but was that a product of playing for the Caps?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't good in Vancouver. So that would only cost $2 million. Do you want to go with that? It's possible they might be better off with Anderson. I don't know. We'll see how the season goes. I mean, Anderson did when he was called on by the Capitals, which was very little last year. He did okay, you know. But what Dell tells me, getting him and signing him to a 2-year deal, I think what Adams is telling us here is we might have Luukkonen. He might be ready, and we're going to give him every opportunity in training camp. If not, we got Dell, we got Tokarski, they can back up. But I think Dell getting a two-way deal tells me that Lukanen's coming to camp going to get every opportunity to grab the job. If he's ready, he gets it. If not, you've got other guys that can sit behind Anderson.
With the goalies, Paul, we've taken a few calls about Ullmark specifically, and I know what you said about the contract. I agree with you. But the idea of mishandling the situation, should they, in hindsight, should they have traded him like teams do with free agents to be? Should he have been a rental player move for whatever you could have gotten by the deadline?
I think they felt that maybe they were close enough that a negotiation would go their way. I mean, they were negotiating right up till the end. And so Ullmark was open to the idea of coming back. It just didn't work out that way. I mean, the Bruins, you can play for the Bruins, you can play for the Sabres. What's your decision?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
You can be the number one goalie for the Bruins and the number one goalie for the Sabres.
It's a no-brainer, yeah.
Exactly. So I can listen to that. I can also see why they thought there was a possibility that, and I would say to people too, you can't have it both ways. Everybody say, well, you should have got better for Reinhart. Maybe you should have held out on that. Well, they did hold out on Ullmark because they thought maybe they could sign him, and they thought there was a good chance they could sign him, and it didn't work out. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. And, it's like, well, why didn't you hold on to Reinhart? That trade wasn't good enough, type of thing.
Yep.
But now you didn't do it with Ullmark, and now you made a mistake. So I mean, it's easy to sit there and figure it out now. I mean, for all we know, it could get to the middle of the season and Eichel's still on the Sabres, and it gets to the trade deadline, and the Adams is going, I think we had some better offers during the summer.
You've taken me directly into the next question. You're so good. Paul, that's exactly where I wanted to go. Thank you.
It's possible that could happen,
yeah.
And it may not.
Well,
you just don't know.
But that's what we were just discussing. Jeremy and I on a caller brought up some good points about Eichel, and it gets to this question. Are the Sabres overplaying their hand?
We don't know. And we we'll probably never know. I mean, I've been told by numerous sources that nobody was offering a number one pick for Evander Kane, and Botterill wound up getting a conditional number one pick, which turned into a number one pick. And there are people who are all upset about that deal. Why didn't you get more? And there were a couple people that said he could have, he had better offers. Well, all the sources I've talked to said that he didn't. And he only had two teams willing to part with a number one pick, and they both were conditional. And he took the one from San Jose. that there never was a better deal earlier in the negotiation or anything like that. So you never know those things, you know. So if Eichel's around and people don't like the trade at the trade deadline, nobody's going to know if there was a better deal on the table or not. You can assume, but unless you were in the room, you're not going to know.
You've been pretty confident that at some point he was going to be traded. Let me ask you this then, and if you want to put like an odds number on a percent chance, fine. We had the draft. He didn't go by round one or anywhere on draft weekend. We just had free agency open where teams were spending, you know, cap space, and he wasn't traded, hasn't been traded to this point. Have the odds changed at all in terms of him being here at the start of the season, in your opinion?
No, I'll say the same thing I've said. It just wouldn't surprise me if he's here. I'm not predicting it, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's here. I think Adams is proving what he said all along, that there is no deadline. I mean, he's been pretty upfront about it, that the draft isn't a deadline, the beginning of free agency isn't a deadline. His deadline is when he feels he gets proper value for Eichel. That's his deadline. And it's not going to be ideal. I know he said he's fine if he winds up in training camp. I think having a guy who has the C on his sweater showing up for training camp, who everybody knows is trying to be traded and is disgruntled and is unhappy, you know, I think that's a distraction. So I don't know why he'd be so delighted if Eichel was there for training camp. I don't think it's what's best for this team, but I don't think taking the Ryan O'Reilly trade is what's best for this team either. And so, you know, if he doesn't feel that he's gotten proper value for Eichel, that's fine. You know, and he's going to move on and wait till he does.
Paul, do you think it's funny we might have asked this question of Jason Botterill at one point, or speculated, would you be, if when you get completely hosed on a trade, are you fearful of like the next one? I know most GMs say no, you can't be. I wonder if Kevin Adams, you know, taking over for Jason Botterill, looks at Botterill and what happened with Ryan O'Reilly and thinks, one mission, I can't let that happen to me, because I mean,
what happened to the team?
Sure, I mean, happen to the team.
He doesn't want that to happen to the team.
But it'll be on his watch.
That's the legacy, though, right? That's the trade that sticks on your legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and Adams, the other thing about this, Paul, is he's just getting started. You know, for Botterill, he's worked in Pittsburgh for so long, he gets this job, it doesn't work out, he gets another job. For Kevin Adams, I mean, I'm not saying he's like looking this far down the line, but he might like this whole thing, being a GM, being in a front office role. And he might have some success and think, you know, this is what I want to do for the next 15, 20, 50 years. Who knows? I don't know if he gets other chances if he completely blows it outside of Buffalo. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. It's just he's very close to an organization that watched that happen. And I wonder if he – I mean, if you're not looking at your past mistakes as an organization, you're making a mistake there. So I just wonder how much that's in his mind. Like, I can't get taken like – Botterill did. And maybe he says that to ownership too, right? Because
ownership is probably saying it to him.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, ownership.
No, seriously.
Right. They needed that trade to happen before the roster bonus. So maybe it gives Adams a little bit of room to say, you need to really let this happen as opposed to worry about a signing bonus here, or else we'll be in big trouble.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't surprise me if ownership too is like this, considering, you know, they want Tage Thompson to work because they want that trade to look better. And they want Johnson to work at the University of Minnesota. He's part of that trade also. So, it is. There's definite pressure, and it's coming from all angles. It's coming from the fans. It's coming from ownership. It's coming from everywhere. You know, there's pressure to not only get this deal done, but get it done right. He feels what he's been offered so far does not get that deal done right. So he's holding with what he said. There is no deadline, and I think he's proven it.
Let me get a call in, Mr. Hamilton, before we let you go on about your business today. Mary, thanks for holding on. You're on with Paul here on WGR. Go right ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I just had to call because I'm, you know, just to the boiling point. We've been season ticket holders, unfortunately, for the last 16 years, pretty much since things have gone downhill. And we have held on, you know, the rebuild and the tank and all that. But essay, and I'm the one that's held out. My husband's been ready to fold it a long time ago, but I think this year, you know, we've gone back and forth, but I think we're going to give up our two tickets, which I never thought we would do, you know, because we lived through the, we thought the worst, you know, and now it's worse. I mean, I couldn't imagine it would get worse, and it's just, even without the whole Eichel debacle, it's just, you know, and like what you were saying earlier, we're not getting good players. I knew USA was going to be a joke. I said, no, who is going to choose to come to Buffalo? Like, it's a mess. It's a hot mess. Who would choose to come here? And then I think the tipping point for me, because I was going back and forth with another fellow season ticket holder yesterday. Are you guys renewing? She doesn't know. And when I heard the Allmark thing, I'm just like, we have no goalies besides him, as it is. And now we lost him and we got a 40-year-old. Why don't we just, seriously, call Miller up, bring him out of retirement. He'd do better. I mean, if that's what we're going to do. And it's just total frustration. And we've held out because our first payment is due, you know, coming up. And I hate to do it. I hate to lose our seniority because I think things will get better in a couple years. But just with the whole COVID thing and everything, I don't see us doing it. And I guess I'm just frustrated. And,
yeah.
But it's a frustration that's really going to be thought about a lot. It's not just like, and then the Eichel thing, and even back to the O'Reilly thing, and I said this before, I'm not just saying it now. My theory on it is maybe I'm a different generation. I'm 57 years old. Shut up and play. You are making big bucks. You go ask Rob Ray and all them back in that day when they weren't making that much money. You didn't act like that. You shut up and you play. When you're picked first overall, you know you're going to a crappy team. Work it out, stick with it, and, you know, especially when you're captain. And I think it's disgusting. And I just think they all need to just shut up and play and keep their mouths shut. There should be a rule about that.
Let me hop in.
Opening your mouth.
Yeah, let me hop in because I'll disagree on that last point. If you were around 6 years of this crap, you just said you're getting rid of your season tickets. They got rid of their – they're doing the same thing. They want out.
Yeah.
So I don't deny the players that – just they're unhappy. I'd be unhappy if I was Reinhardt and Eichel and Ristolainen to be around all this losing. So thank you for the call, Mary.
Yeah, thanks, Mary, right?
Was yes, name? Mary. Yep.
Mary, on the season ticket thing, like I'm with you. Like
Jeremy's season ticket, you're worse.
Not anymore. No, yeah. I'm not. And I shudder to think about what the building will look like. I agree with everything that you said. The only thing I would disagree with is like the same thing you did, Howard, just because – for me, that's my escape, my fun, my Friday nights, my Tuesday nights. I get to go and watch hockey, and I miss that. But if it's not going the way I like, I just get to leave. I don't have to do it. It's not my job. If I'm one of these players and watches this organization make misstep after misstep, right, we were talking about this, Paul, like Eichel might want to go just because of the losing, might be a very broad point. He might want to leave because he was told we're going to move on from Sam. He might have watched them not ever commit to Sam. He might have spent his entire professional career watching them make bad decisions and think, I don't have to work here. You know, I have the power to go somewhere else and I only get one career. So to me, that's the difference. It's like, I get it. You want the players to buy in, but you want the organization to earn that buy-in. And you don't just get it for free. The organization and Kevin Adams, they've got to earn that from their next group of players.
And you're seeing,
they don't just get it for free.
Sorry, Paul, real quick. Mary Rutsch, you're seeing too the whole, you know, the shut up and play concept. What have we seen in recent years? A lot in the NBA and now in other sports. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay for now, but he's essentially getting himself out of Green Bay. Deshaun Watson, before all the legal stuff happened, right? Never going to play another down for that owner in Houston, was working his way to getting under contract and out of Houston. I think you're seeing the superstar players understand they have more leverage now, and if they're not happy where they are, they can find a way to get themselves to a better place.
And Howard, I got to do this quick. I thought you were only going to keep me till 9:20. So
oh,
I
sorry, go.
I got to go to the Bills, and I can't be late.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just say quickly, Eichel – he loves Buffalo, by the way. I want everybody to know that. He doesn't. He loves the city. I don't think he loves the organization and what's been going on, and he doesn't like the losing. But make no mistake, Eichel does like and love Buffalo.
Sorry, Paul. Go.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
I'm glad you said that, Paul, because, you know, it's something that – it's a point that's really important for me. Mm-hmm. This one hits hard with me. I can remember the day Antonio Brown didn't want to come here. And, you know, the Bills were not the sexy AFC team at that time. And it worked out for the best that he didn't come here. So if you want to say, like, good things can come. It was we attach ourselves to these teams. The team's ineptitude, in the eyes of some, reflects on the city. Like, Buffalo sucks. Look how bad these players would be more than happy to play for a market like this. It's the team. It's the team. Sam Reinhart wants to leave the team. Right. Linus Allmark wants to leave the team. Like, you know, you work for a company. You love the people that the customers. You love your customers. But your management is a disaster, and you have better opportunities. You say, I'm sorry, I got to go. This is not good for anybody here. So, you know, it's too often the teams try to use that too. And that's why Kevin Adams saying guys that want to be here bothers me so much. Don't say that. A lot of guys would be happy to be here. With you is a different story.
Yeah, that's not – when I hear –
I know.
Boy, we're super late. I'm
really
sorry,
Brayton. But it's a very important distinction. When you say here,
yeah.
You make it about the city.
No, see,
the reality is.
But I don't look at it that way, Jeremy. When I hear him say, for me, okay, I can't speak for everybody else. When he says, we want guys who want to be here, I don't think that means they hate living here. They don't want to play for the worst organization in the National Hockey League.
That's fine. But when someone says, Eichel doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
What does that boil down to? He hates Buffalo.
Okay, see, I don't
look at
that way, but yes.
And that's just not true.
All right.
It's not true of any of these guys. Well, maybe Slava Kozlov hated it here, and maybe
Billy Leno might not have liked it.
Willis McGahee didn't really like it here. And
Marshawn.
I think Robin Leonard didn't really like it here either.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's losing, you know? Like, if you win, every place is great when you win.
All right, Brayton, remember what you said earlier about being really late to a break, but it was okay, we were having a good conversation, so you let us go? You still feel the same way? All right, it's 9:36, and we should have broke at 9:25. Back with more in a moment, WGR.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Can I I've trained with a number of NFL guys most of my career in the off seasons. My agency at the first has had a number of high draft picks over the years. I've tried to pass along information. It hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer my services as a recruiter. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation.
There's Aaron Rodgers, some of his explanation yesterday in Green Bay about what was going on with he and the Packers.
Albert Breer tweeted that Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, speaking on this, said, quote, "He's always had it. It's how we incorporate it," on Rodgers having input. That's the kind of thing like, yeah, I mean, Aaron can definitely tell us how he feels. It's not like we're gonna listen to him.
Yeah. Right. It's just how far you take the input in terms of coach selection. Hey, a quick note I wanted to pass along in the Eichel discussion from the New York Post. Larry Brooks had a piece in, you know, they're one of the teams mentioned in this whole Eichel sweepstakes thing, and he had a piece in the Post about what's going on with Mika Zibanejad and how it could affect what's going on with Jack Eichel and the Rangers, that Zibanejad, they're talking to his agent about an extension. He's got 1 year left, and then he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. And apparently Zibanejad's camp is looking for some money around what Eichel makes, like $10 million a year. So his point is, the Rangers have to figure out what are they doing about Zibanejad, because you can't extend him and trade for Eichel. There's just no way they could make it work financially. So apparently they're doing this stuff with Zibanejad. They're trying to figure out what's going on with him while also trying to figure out whether or not they're trading for Eichel. Keep in mind one other thing. Eichel's younger. He's 20, going to be 25. Zibanejad's going to be 29. Zibanejad has a no-move clause. So if he does not agree to an extension, in theory, he can go into next season and walk, you know, for nothing, because he's got a no-move clause. So I just wanted to throw that out there. He suggests, Brooks throws out a package. I ran this one by our buddy Brayton over here. He suggested would the Rangers give up Philip Hedl? It was Kraftsoff, right? Who was it? Zach Jones and a first-round pick. Brayton, meh? That didn't float your boat?
No.
Not good enough?
No, absolutely not.
All right, well, that's not reported, by the way, as an ask
right.
or whatever.
No, you don't get a top prospect in return.
Yeah.
Sure, Philip Hedl, he's been in the NHL. Vitaly Kraftsoff, he's been drafted
two
for a while.
Games,
and,
right?
Right,
two,
and he's only
goals
played
in 10 games.
Limited action in the NHL. Yeah. If there is one guy that you know, if you're not getting Kapokako, if you're not getting Alexi Lafreniere, if there's one guy that they need to get in that trade, if it's a top prospect, it's Nils Lundqvist, who is their top defensive prospect, right-handed top defensive prospect, a guy that could easily be a number one right-handed defenseman in the NHL, a guy that moves the puck extremely well. You know, he's a great transitional guy at the NHL level. If the Sabres were able to land him, great, there's a top prospect for you. You get a first-round pick, and then you should be asking for guys like Kraftsoff and Hedl along with a deal like that.
The Rangers should do it, and Chris Drury should say, like, why'd you include Nils Lundqvist? And he'd be like, well, I figured if Rangers fans were ever having a conversation about Lundqvist, that would lead to confusion. You know, my buddy said to me, like, did you see what Lundqvist did the other night? Like, what, he's back? I thought he was hurt.
Right?
No, Nils Lundqvist. Oh, the other – oh, right, I always forget we have a new Lundqvist.
But it's a good point about, look, if you're going to tell me you can't have this prospect, you can't have Lafreniere, you can't have Cock. Well, can I have one of the top prospects? I mean, you just can't keep crossing guys off the list and go, hey, you know what, we'll give you the fifth best guy on the list. Anyway, again, that's not reported as this is what the Sabres were asking for, or this is what the Rangers were offering. He's just surmising what about this possibility on the package. So,
yeah.
Zibanejad, keep an eye on that.
I mean, listen, if the Rangers don't want to give up Kako and don't want to give up Lafreniere, okay. But there's one other guy that if you're not giving up those guys, then you've got to give me in a deal like this. Plus guys like Hedl, plus guys like Kraftsoff.
Mm-hmm.
If those guys aren't available, then no, we're done. We're done talking.
All right, very good. Let's we'll get another quick break in, and we'll wrap up the show and plenty of hockey talk after a busy day for the Sabres yesterday. The guys from the Instigators will share all of their thoughts and opinions on that for you at the top of the hour on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Anything you want to get in? I got a couple notes for the road. Rest in peace, Ron Popeil. Are you guys familiar with the Popeil Pocket Fisherman? Famous TV pitchman? Mr. Microphone? The Electric Food Dehydrator? Nope. The Ronco.
I only know about the electric food hydrator, unfortunately.
Dehydrator. Yeah, the Ronco Chop-O-Matic.
Okay.
The Ronco Chop. You don't know.
Sledge-O-Matic?
Not Sledge-O-Matic.
Okay.
I don't believe. You don't remember Popeil's Pocket Fisherman commercials? The infomercial for Popeil's Pocket. I feel like that's. All right. Anyway, he passed away. So rest in peace, Ron Popeil from the famous Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. I'd bring that up today. Zach Wilson, still not in Jets camp. He's the only unsigned pick. From this year's draft, they're having some issues with contract language.
Yeah, the offset language.
The offset language.
Who did that? Nick Bosa had that.
Mm-hmm. And did Darnold have that?
Darnold did have that,
right?
Yes.
And he missed the beginning of his first camp, I believe.
Yeah.
So Zach Wilson's missed the beginning of Jets camp. There's a report out of New York that neither side is willing to budge on this, so you know, and that the Jets were working out other quarterbacks to just get a third arm in camp at some point.
All right.
What else did I want to mention? I think that was it. Yeah, I got nothing. Oh, I did. We didn't get a chance to talk to it about it. I don't know if we'll have time tomorrow, but I did find it humorous that the there's a major college conference that has issued a cease and desist order to one of its, well, its major network television partner. The Big 12 and ESPN are in a little bit of a hitsy fit, having a little issue these days. About their conference. Yeah, apparently ESPN's been kind of going behind the scenes trying to get some Big 12 members to leave the Big 12, assuming it's going to collapse and burn after Texas and Oklahoma leave. So they were trying to get schools to leave the Big 12 and go to the AAC. Big 12 got wind of it, so they filed a cease and desist order to keep ESPN from talking to any member schools. Just so happens they are their major network TV partner. It's good stuff. Right. Good stuff. What else? Anything else you want to get to?
More practice today for the Bills, right? Camp rolls
indoor.
Along.
Indoor. Sal tweeted out earlier that it's going to be an indoor practice because of the rain.
Yeah.
So
it's storms roll through here.
I think it's raining out here. Yeah, haven't heard any thunder or anything, but I think we just have your basic rain.
Looking at the radar.
This is going to help us get to like one of the rainiest Julys ever.
Yeah, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of the rain right now.
Yeah. Oh, you got a big blob on the radar?
Oh yeah.
Hmm. I was going to drive the water level up in my pool again. I had to pump down the water. It was after that last massive rain. I had like 2 inches extra of water in the pool, so I had to pump all that down.
As long as it doesn't rain tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
Friday.
Uh-huh. I thought maybe you had like a big golf round.
I do.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right. No rain tomorrow.
No rain tomorrow.
I didn't look at the forecast to see if it was supposed to rain tomorrow. I hope it doesn't for your sake.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. There was something else I was going to say. Whatever. I don't remember.
Should I have each dog in my house bark so they can each get on?
Someone at the door?
I don't even know. These guys.
Does one dog bark and it creates the other? Do the others just bark because one of them is barking?
Sometimes.
It's like the twins, like one cries when the other one starts crying. It's a reaction.
Sometimes. That's another sometimes.
It's like a trigger. Yeah. Like, well, he's crying. I might as well cry.
Yeah. One thing, I was going to mention this at some point. I could save it for another day, but whatever. It's very quick. How much time we have?
Last minute of play in the show.
There you go.
About a minute then?
Yeah. good see, call. That, wait, pick up on that
to
sign.
Just like know the play clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, good. I'll save it. I'll save that. What else did I have for today? I had stat of the day. We haven't got one in yet.
No.
Let's get a stat of the day brought to you by Cows of Buffalo, Container on Wheels, Mobile Storage.
Yeah, them.
Yeah.
592-3343.
Go, I had a...
Tick, 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 30 seconds or 20. I forget which is the out time.
Yeah, here it is. Okay. So there's a thing called a Y score. So among Generation Z and Millennials, how they value a sport. Do they mm-hmm. like it? Do they think it's cool? Blah, blah, blah. That's right. A short way. How many leagues are ahead of the NHL?
17?
14.
Oh, geez, that's bad.
NBA, NFL, UFC, MLB, La Liga, Premier League, Champions League, the NCAA, the League of Legends, Major League Gaming, the WNBA, FIFA, the Overwatch League, and Serie A.
Thanks.
15th.
Our fans love the sport.
Now, among young fans, like I might think that's something to look at myself.
We can continue that another
day. Not much of a stat today. I'll get you a better one tomorrow.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.